Young people across the globe are striking today to draw attention to climate change and demand that politicians take action. In New Orleans, a group of young people skipped school today to rally downtown, calling on City Council and Mayor LaToya Cantrell to support a Green New Deal. Reporter Betsy Shepherd shares what she saw inside City Hall this afternoon.
Actually staring at a 12-year-old right now who's holding a sign that says climate change is a fact, not an opinion. There are also signs that say, this is an emergency. Act like it. And there's a banner that many of the students from Benjamin Franklin High School are holding that says, striking for our future.
A Louisiana appeals court says New Orleans city officials must release a map showing the locations of its 400 clearly marked crime cameras. The state Fourth Circuit Court of Appeal upheld an earlier ruling by a New Orleans judge in a lawsuit filed on behalf of a public defender. Laura Bixby said a map showing crime camera locations would help with her client's defense because the camera's video could include exonerating evidence. The appeals court rejected city arguments that the maps, held by the city's Emergency Preparedness Office, are exempt from the state public records law. The owner of a strip club in a popular New Orleans entertainment district has been charged with raping an intoxicated underage girl who was visiting the area with friends. The Louisiana Office of Alcohol and Tobacco Control told news outlets it has investigated complaints of underage dancers, underage drinking, and prostitution at Bourbon Street's Kama Sutra Cabaret. New Orleans police charged the owner, Vishal Matwani, with rape, false imprisonment, and indecent behavior with a minor. According to a police affidavit obtained by news outlets this week, the victim said she was allowed in without identification, was given alcohol, and led to Matwani's office where he attacked her. A deputy with the Louisiana State Fire Marshal's office is facing animal cruelty charges following the death of a working dog. 28-year-old Robert Fain of Houghton was arrested today in East Baton Rouge Parish. Officials say Fain was a deputy with the state agency working around Shreveport. An investigation began in October following the death of his working animal, Maley. A report found the dog died of neglectful malnourishment. Authorities say Fain resigned after his arrest. It's unclear whether he has an attorney to speak on his behalf. A new wave of lawsuits against BP is hitting federal courts nearly a decade after the Gulf oil spill. The new litigation results from a court filing that blocks thousands of people from a medical settlement negotiated after the disaster. More than 500 suits have been filed in federal court in Mobile, Alabama this year. Plaintiffs like Sherry Carney say they're having health problems that cropped up after normal court deadlines passed. BP attorneys deny responsibility for the injuries. One of the company's wells blew out in 2010, killing 11 rig workers and sending millions of gallons of oil spilling into the Gulf of Mexico. Governor John Bel Edwards told the board overseeing Louisiana's largest university system that he will propose to again raise spending on public college campuses next year. Edwards made the pledge Thursday to the University of Louisiana System Board. The Democratic governor is trying to steer more dollars to campuses that struggled through nearly a decade of state financing cuts. Edwards didn't place a dollar figure on the increase he'll propose to lawmakers in February, but he pledged he'll keep working to boost funding for higher education across his second four-year term. Edwards' budget proposal for next year is due to lawmakers by February 7th. Lawmakers will craft a final version of the 2020-21 spending plan in their legislative session that begins in March. The winter flu season in the United States is off to its earliest start in more than 15 years. Health officials say an early barrage of illness in the South has begun to spread more broadly, and there's a decent chance flu season could peak much earlier than normal. Officials today estimated that there have been already 1.7 million flu illnesses, 16,000 hospitalizations, and 900 flu-related deaths. The last flu season to rev up this early was in 2003-2004. Some experts think the early start may mean a lot of suffering is in store, but others say it's just too early to tell.